You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor. Governor of Colorado is calling on both sides of the abortion debate to tone things down following last week's mass shooting at a Planned Parenthood.
There are bloggers and talk shows where they really focus on trying to get people to that point of boiling over, just intense anger. And I think maybe it's time to also look at how do we tone down some of that rhetoric.
On CNN State of the Union, Governor John Hickenlooper called the attack that killed three a form of terrorism. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul is warning Americans that it has credible reports of an attack in the Afghan capital within the next 48 hours. The embassy warns Americans in Kabul to exercise extreme caution if they're moving around the city. The United Nations Climate Summit is underway. President Obama and leaders of nearly 150 other nations are gathered in Paris for the summit. The U.S., China, and India are the world's top three carbon-emitting countries, and there's pressure on all three to reduce the amount of greenhouse gas they pump into the atmosphere. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates or low minimum payments. Before you know it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt. It has happened to millions of good people just like you. But here's the good news. Thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and even reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right. Our nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. Call 800-991-6376 now. The call and information are free. Credit Guard has helped over 500,000 people with their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-991-6376 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-991-6376. That's 800-991-6376. Again, 800-991-6376.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson says protests will continue in Chicago unless changes are made after the fatal shooting of a teen last year. The head of the Rainbow Push Coalition held a press conference Saturday calling for the removal of Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy and Cook County State's Attorney Anita Alvarez.
We're going to escalate now. Next would be State Street. We're prepared for the long haul. The mayor can move immediately on removing the chief and challenging the culture.
The demands came after Officer Jason Van Dyke was charged last week in the murder of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald. Demonstrations were sparked after video footage was released hours after showing the teen as he was shot 16 times in October of last year. Utah's first and only female governor, Olene Walker, has passed away. Walker's former deputy of communications, Amanda Covington, remembers her fondly.
She loved this state, and she loved the people in this state. The most comforting and nurturing and kind woman that you could imagine.
Walker served for just 14 months after Governor Leavitt resigned to work with the Environmental Protection Agency in 2003. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's, only once a year, take an extra 25% off with your friends and family savings pass. Use it on top of already great savings in-store and online. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And gift giving just got easier at Kohl's. Now you can buy online, pick up in store, skip the shipping fee, and get it today. Kohl's. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
A new study shows a huge number of Americans are contributing to consumerism this holiday season. Janice Kaplan is the former editor-in-chief of Parade magazine.
We need to be able to turn the focus of the holiday a little bit and bring some thanks and gratitude back into the whole season.
A new study conducted by philanthropic organization called the John Templeton Foundation found over two-thirds of Americans participate in consumerism surrounding Thanksgiving weekend. The survey revealed that despite the growing popularity of Giving Tuesday, a day dedicated to giving during the holiday season, only 18% know when Giving Tuesday is. Almost 93% are familiar with Black Friday. Kaplan suggests families volunteer at soup kitchens or make donations for the needy. Janice Kaplan is the author of The Gratitude Diaries, a book dedicated to helping people express gratitude. She says consumerism has made Thanksgiving more associated with shopping than giving thanks.
We shouldn't really be surprised about that, you know, Black Friday and Cyber Monday are perhaps what we too often think of when we talk about Thanksgiving.
She says that people should be thankful always, not just around the holidays like Thanksgiving.
There are so many ways that we can express our gratitude and express our desire to make the world a better place. Then, hey, it shouldn't just be a day. You know, it can be every Thursday and every Tuesday, and certainly should be at least through this season.
Janice Kaplan is the former editor-in-chief of Parade magazine and the author of The Gratitude Diaries, a book dedicated to helping people express gratitude. I'm Ron Taylor. And this is USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com today, partly sunny, high near 45. It's about 36 outside our studios right now anyway. Tonight, chance of rain, mainly after 10 p.m., otherwise cloudy, low in the 30s. Rain likely again on Tuesday, high near the 50. Tuesday night, rain likely, maybe chance of precip about 70%. Lows in the 40s. Showers again Wednesday, high near 56. Wednesday night, chance of showers be earlier in the evening. Otherwise cloudy, low in the high 30s. Clearing up on Thursday, high in the upper 40s. Down in the 30s at night, Thursday and Friday. Looks pretty good for the weekend. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, welcome to the table, Chef Bill's Table. Every Monday around this time, 11 o'clock, we get together, talk about food, beverages, anything else that might cross our desk. Let's see this week. Well, we're through Thanksgiving, so we'll get to the holiday party season coming on us, right? That's what's coming up. Some of the food holidays this week are... they're okay. Today is National Mousse Day. Mousse meaning a nice fluffy or foamy concoction. Could be sweet or savory. I think some of the new cooking nowadays, people are putting what they call a foam on a plate as kind of a garnish or a sauce. And it was developed kind of to emulate the or simulate the time-consuming effort of making a mousse. It just simply you're putting your sauce or reduction, whatever, into a canister and pumping it out with the propellant to come up fluff up like the whipped cream cans work, basically. But historically, a cold or a hot mousse would take time to prepare. Mousses usually have some kind of egg whites and or heavy cream whipped into them to give them lightness. You have a base for the mousse, which could be fruit, could be chocolate, could be seafood, finely ground meats, liver mousse, chicken liver mousse we talked about last week. So today, you know, enjoy a mousse. We'll give you a couple of quick sweet ones later. Tomorrow's National Pie Day, the 1st. Again, sweet or savory. We probably have had a lot of sweet pies on Thanksgiving, so think of a savory pie as a nice meal. Kind of relates to comfort foods, which is on the 5th. Sometimes a nice a shepherd's pie or a meat pie. You know, for some people, it might even be the taco pie. You know, depending on where you're from or what do you... Usually comfort foods, I guess, are what we grew up with when, at least in our minds, times were simpler. I guess when we were kids, everything seemed simple. So, anyway, enjoy a pie. The 2nd is fritters, and could be anything in a batter or breaded little cakes. We'll talk about gougères later, cheese fritters, good to serve with champagne, which were the topic of this week. Champagne tasting or champagne party. The 3rd, peppermint latte. 4th, cookies, cookie day. And I don't know if we ever get enough cookies, but for the holidays and, you know, fortunately with a champagne party, at least from the Champagne region, cookies and biscuits, all kinds of things there. They're pretty much a lot of the desserts that are served there. And I said the 5th was comfort food, and then 6th, for some reason, is gazpacho day. I don't know why. Maybe the calendar ran out of days to put a summer soup in the middle of our winter. But, of course, in the southern hemisphere, it would be summertime. So maybe that's a good nod to the southern hemisphere. So, anyway... champagne tasting. What is champagne? Champagne, nice sparkling wine from the Champagne region of France. We're going to talk about, briefly, different variations of it, where it's made, how it's made, and we'll get into some of the foods. We're going to do a tasting Wednesday at the restaurant. Pretty much sold out, unfortunately, but we put out a variety of little nibbles, noshes. It's not it's a walk around tasting. We have many of the nice champagnes we'll have on sale for the holidays. This kind of kicks it off. It lets people taste, make their decisions, whether for their house parties or for gifts. So we'll be back. It's a quarter hour. We've got to stop for a couple of messages here, and we'll be back at Chef Bill's table.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Ho, ho, ho. It's that time of year to come out and enjoy the Hunterdon Holiday Parade, sponsored by my good friends at Hunterdon Radiological Associates. This year, all my friends and I will be parading down Main Street in Flemington starting at 5 p.m. on Sunday, December 6th, snow or shine. Ho, ho, ho. Thank you to ShopRite of Flemington, the Flemington Bid, the Borough of Flemington, Liberty Village Premium Outlets, Fusco's Rental World, and Witham Smith and Brown for their hospitality to me and my elves. If you miss it, I may need to recheck my list. I'll see you there. Happy holidays.
Back at the table here, Chef Bill's table, talking about champagne. Where do we find it? Champagne region north of France, just north of Burgundy. And so similar grapes are used in the wines, Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, and Chardonnay. Pinot Noir and Pinot Meunier are dark grapes. And the way the grapes are crushed, the juice, all grape juice is clear. So when it runs off, if you don't leave the skins with it, then the wine will be essentially white. But you have that flavor in that body of the red wine grape. And the wine goes through a second fermentation. Wine is fermented first to get the alcohol. In the case of champagne, whether a traditional method in the bottle, a little bit of more yeast and sugar are put in. And, of course, bottles have to be thick glass and under extreme pressure. And, of course, the corks you see on champagne are kind of like a mushroom shape versus a straight shape. They've got that wider bottom there to keep the cork in. They have quite a bit of pressure builds up in the bottles, but this is what keeps the bubbles in there. Now, lesser expensive sparkling wines could use a bulk or Charmat process where that second fermentation is done in a stainless steel tank. And the bubbles are there, but you're not getting not quite as fine a bubble, and they're not quite as long a lasting as when they do it in each bottle. Then there's the injection method, which is like soda, where CO2 is just injected. And the really inexpensive sparkling wines will use that, and you can tell that because you don't have a foam really when you pour the wine. It just kind of bubbles like soda and disappears. So part of that, you know, of course, adds to the cost. Champagne, traditionally fairly expensive, although many countries produce sparkling wine, United States being, of course, a big producer. The Cava of Spain, very good buys on that. Prosecco of Italy, Spumante from Italy, any other region than Champagne. In France that produces sparkling wine will bear the term Cremant, C-R-E-M-A-N-T. Germany and some of Eastern Europe, Sekt, S-E-K-T. And that's mostly a bulk process. Henkel is the one that comes to mind. I had it years, long, long time ago. I remember being impressed that I could find a German sparkling wine. Still one of the standards out there. Portugal calls it Espumante. Champagne actually now being produced in England. I guess because of global warming, there's a long enough growing season now. Grapes, you know, they need the winter time, but I just read a few weeks ago that producers are looking to England because the climate's finally right for good champagnes. Most countries will not call it champagne, or at least if they say champagne, it'll have the country of origin in front of it. Would never use the word strictly champagne. That implies or mandates that it come from the champagne region in France. South Africa produces Chile, Australia. Most countries that produce wine will produce the sparkling wine also. Now, the food from Champagne, we think of Champagne as, of course, it's, you know, again, expensive for good stuff. But the food from the region is strikingly simple. Part of the reason for that is that there's no big traditions there. The area was kind of changing all the time with different tribes and factions overrunning it, so traditions never really developed there. If you see the term champenoise on a dish, it usually means that wine from that region is used in the preparation, not really that the dish is from that region. Now, champagne for cooking, of course, I say use it if you have leftover champagne. Not often that we do have leftover champagne, but if you do, don't throw it out, because as a still wine, it's very, very good wine. So don't ever throw it away. If it goes flat, just use it for cooking. But the Champagne region, fairly rustic food, stews, either fish stews or meat stews. And you think of even, of course, just north of Burgundy. Burgundy has such phenomenal, or at least, you know, the reputation for food. You're just north of Dijon there. And yet up in this area. It's more hearty, rustic food. Smoked hams, sausages, pâtés, game dishes are big. Of course, you're in the forest. Your fish is going to be your freshwater fish, trout and pike, things like that. Ham and pastry is a dish you'd see there, and used to do that on parties. Instead of decorating a ham with the pineapple rings and maraschino cherries and things, we would put a nice pastry crust around it, a pie crust, and do decorations out of the pie crust. Very nice. And also, you know, kind of steams the ham nicely and soaks up some of the juice. So it's like a big pig in a blanket, right? Think of that. The gougère that I mentioned before, the little basically cheese puffs, cookies, biscuits, small meringues, madeleines, those are would be the desserts. And of course the cheese would be brie primarily. Nice double or triple cream cheeses from there. So these are all kind of the things that we're looking that would go. They say champagne, of course, goes with about everything. And even eggs, which a lot of wine doesn't go well with eggs, but we always think of champagne at breakfast time. But really, if you're having champagne for a party, of course, the bubbles there, used for a toast usually or a cocktail, the bubbles kind of hasten the effect of the alcohol, if you will. So even though they're not strong wines, you'll feel them a little bit quicker because of that effervescence there. But again, knowing that you can serve this wine with just about anything, and we like to have fun with it, especially when we do a little tasting or group thing. We'll do some traditional, but we also try to introduce a couple, maybe I call them curveballs, culinary curveballs that people maybe wouldn't think of serving with a certain wine. We try to, you know, match up with the flavor profile or the texture of the wine, and just say that we don't have to be that serious all the time, even though yes, champagne's a serious wine, but it also is celebratory. And especially if you're throwing a party, champagne is a great cocktail to have. If you're trying to figure out a wine, most everybody will enjoy a champagne or a sparkling wine. And again, it can be, you know, the French is nice, but certainly explore some of the other countries also. And please, with the glassware, the flute, or at least a taller tulip would be in order. Not the old saucers we used to use back in the 60s. That just dissipates the bubbles too quickly. Those saucers are great for margaritas and certain straight-up cocktails, but really not for champagne. So if you want the taller, thin glass, and what this does is help the bubbles stay in the wine. If you have a wider glass, too much surface area, the bubbles kind of dissipate quickly. But you'll notice with a nice flute glass that it should be a little steady stream of bubble coming from the bottom of the inside of the glass there and keep the wine's effervescence going. As we said, with the champagne, we have the traditional method of making, which is bottle fermented. There's one in between there called a transfer process, where the second fermentation is done in bottles, and then those bottles are, we call it disgorged, meaning there's a little bit of sediment that gathers there. The bottles are riddled, which means they're slowly rotated and turned upside down. So in the neck of the bottle, there's kind of a plug of dead yeast cells, and what that is done is frozen in a brine. The cork is popped, the wine is released under pressure, and then rebottled in wines for sale rebottled in bottles that have the labels on them for sale. I've watched that process. The old Gold Seal Winery up in New York State would make their sparkling wine by that method. They had an aging room with the bottles, and then they would transfer them to other bottles under pressure. So the other thing that champagne does is, of course, you don't see vintages. Vintage champagne is always that's the expensive. When a vintage is declared, you have to make a decision. Are the grapes all good enough to warrant using all of them? Usually a champagne is blended for a house style. The best thing you can do is find the house style of a producer that you enjoy. And most of the producers are, you know, they're not grower producers. There's a handful of those coming up now that are very good buys for champagne, where the grower is also producing. But normally the wine is sold to big producers, negociants. There's several years of the juice kept on hand for blending purposes, so it could be from different vintages, different breakdown as far as the percentage of each grape in there. They go for a house style. And once you find, let's say you like Veuve Clicquot Yellow Label, for example, or the Extra Dry, if you like that, that's going to be the same all the time. Unlike other wines that have vintages, could vary from year to year, the house style will be consistent. And of course, to keep this so much, you know, you got to keep a lot of juice in stock, and then this other process, the second fermentation, all that. You know, it's time and money. But the consistency is probably what most people want with a go-to wine. And find the house style you like. Find the sweetness level that you like, whether it's totally dry, Brut Zero. Extra Dry does have a little sweetness to it. And then, of course, you've got your dessert wines, the sweet ones. In a lot of people think of Vasto Spumantes, but there's sweet French champagnes also. We're at the half hour. We've got a break for news, and we'll be back at the table.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. President Obama is in France to attend a summit on global climate change. In remarks today, the president said nearly 200 nations have gathered to address the growing threat of climate change.
This is a turning point. This is the moment we finally determined we would save our planet. Is the fact that our nations share a sense of urgency about this challenge and a growing realization that it is within our power to do something about it.
The president says he has a mission while in France.
I've come here personally as the leader of the world's largest economy and the second largest emitter to say that the United States of America not only recognizes our role in creating this problem, we embrace our responsibility to do something about it.
U.S. Embassy in Kabul is warning Americans that it's gotten credible reports of an imminent attack in the Afghan capital. The embassy says the attack could come within the next 48 hours, and it warns Americans in Kabul to exercise extreme caution if they're moving around the city. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with the local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with the local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Call today.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Back at the table here, Chef Bill. So champagne, what are we going to do? We're going to make some little nibbles for a party. So I decided this time, of course, we will serve a brie cheese, but I also, I'm going to do something with Munster also, another kind of a buttery cheese. That's what's good. I'm not going to go with a sharp or anything like that. Although I picked up some goat cheese with figs in them, I thought that might be nice for the... We're going to do... I'm curing pork loin. And we've done this on a previous show, and making our own ham, kind of, but I'm not going to smoke it. I'm going to just slow cook it without the smoke. So it's going to be, I guess, more on the line of a cooked prosciutto. It's not gonna, obviously not going to be dried and aged, but I'm going to see how this comes out. The smoke wouldn't be too bad, but I thought with the, you know, with the French champagne, let's just do our own cured ham, a little bit different, and then possibly serve that with the fig goat cheese, you know, instead of prosciutto and figs. Let's try this cured pork, and we'll thinly, you know, roast it, slow cook it and thinly slice it. So trying to do something on our own instead of, you know, when you buy foods that are already done, you're course paying for somebody else's expertise. Sometimes we try to just do things on our own that maybe aren't as fancy or as expensive, but still end up tasting good, working well. We're going to have some sausages. Try to do white sausages. Again, you know, smoked ones would probably work, but we've done them before. We'll do a chicken with some habanero and a little bit of spice in it. And then going to use a standard bratwurst, although weisswurst would be nice. The white sausages, I think, you know, with even a little bit of a mustard sauce would be nice. Something to go along with complement the champagne. As I said, you know, a baked ham or if you're serving an entree, a nice rack of pork would work well also. But we're going to have these sausages. I always like some kind of smoked fish, smoked salmon. Of course, a lot of people like caviar. We are going to do some kind of eggs, but with the smoked salmon, instead of making a canapé, we're going to steam some red potatoes. We're going to cut them in half and scoop some of the potato out and make a little cup out of it. And we will use horseradish cream, although you could use, if you like, a dill creme fraiche or a dill sour cream or chives, anything you like with your smoked salmon. You place a little bit of that into the hollowed-out potato and then top it with a little sliver of smoked salmon. Now, smoked trout would be nice, although if I did smoked trout, I'd probably make what we call champagne sauerkraut. It doesn't mean I wouldn't, I mean... If I had some flat champagne, I would use it to braise the sauerkraut, but otherwise I would use a Chardonnay and serve it chilled, again, with some kind of flavored sour cream or creme fraiche. But the other option you could do if you're doing one at home, if you like them, very good. That's good comfort food also, is potato pancakes, latkes. Always work well with something put on top. I guess traditional applesauce, but a latke with smoked salmon. If you want to go the other way, you want to make blinis, little buckwheat pancakes, you could also do that. And these little potatoes, I mean, you know, whatever, if you wanted to, if people don't like smoked salmon, if you want to put a little curl of the prosciutto or something on there, or ham or anything. But the half little red bliss potatoes make a nice little vehicle for an hors d'oeuvre. Now what I'll do is I'll slice a little bit off the bottom so they'll stand up straight. But instead of, you know, smoked salmon and bagel, I mean, you could even use you could pipe a little whipped cream cheese in there also. But nice little bite, served room temperature. We don't need to, we don't have to have these hot. The other thing I like about parties like this, if you don't want something that's time sensitive, that has to be either constantly, you know, cooked to keep fresh, or if you have to worry about temperatures, we'll keep a couple of things warm or hot, but really room temperature or a little bit chilled is fine with the wines. Now we're going to do, of course, being at Jake's, it's hard to do a party without chicken tenders. We're going to try buffalo cauliflower. Cauliflower seems to be the new, I guess, vegetable that's kind of being served like meat. People are grilling it. They're doing cauliflower steaks. We've done cauliflower mash for a long time for that low carbohydrate mashed potato substitute, which we still like with seafood or with a good short rib. But we're gonna do. Going to fry it, actually. A lot of recipes call for roasting the cauliflower, which you can roast it in the oven, and then they'll toss it with some of the buffalo sauce, the Frank's hot sauce and butter, and then put it back in the oven. I tried it just frying like we do our tenders. I put the cauliflower in a little bit of milk. Probably would use buttermilk, something, you know, a little bit more flavor, but just to keep the coating onto it, that light flour and dry batter coating we use in our tenders, and fried it up. And I'll tell you, you know, you want that little bit of coating to help the sauce stick to it. And frying the raw cauliflower, the texture was great. And still serve it with, of course, your favorite. We use gorgonzola, which is our signature, but your favorite blue cheese or ranch if you're a ranch person. And I guess, still have the celery on the side, because the celery will kind of cool off your palate with all the water in it. But the buffalo cauliflower could be the next thing for us. We like to sometimes try new things out on these wine tastings. It gives us a broad base to experiment with, see if the guests like it, and oftentimes we'll get new dishes developed out of this. So maybe buffalo cauliflower is down the road for us. Now our sliders, I'm going to serve veal and ricotta meatballs. We like those. They're you'll see them in some places. Sometimes they're called Nudie, G-N-U-D-I. It's almost like a ravioli filling without the ravioli on it. Like them, they're gluten-free, obviously, but we're going to put them on a bread, so they're doesn't really matter that they're gluten-free, but very, very tender. So for me, the ratio, if I use 5 pounds of ground veal, I'll use 3 pounds of ricotta cheese. So it's a very high ratio of ricotta cheese. And I'll use 8 eggs, so it's still the ratio of 1 egg per pound to make a meatball. You need that to kind of hold it together. And then some grated cheese, some seasonings, you know, fresh basil works very well, salt, pepper. I'll use onion and garlic powder, but no breadcrumbs. Now, this mixture is fairly soft. It'll look very white, but you can form them. You can form them into meatballs, or we're going to flatten them slightly and serve them on rolls. And you can serve them with a little simple tomato basil sauce, or just as they are, you could saute them, get them a little crispy, and we're going to make little sliders, because they're very tender, very mild flavored, just something a little bit different. I was going to do a veal sausage patty, but I thought the veal and ricotta would go well with the sparkling wine. What else are we going to do? I made did some chicken liver. I've got a chicken liver pate. Not really a mousse type, not that light. I did whip some butter into it, but no heavy cream or cream cheese or anything like that to stretch it. So simply sautéed the chicken livers with some fine diced onion, a little poultry seasoning works well, or some sage and thyme, whichever you have, and cook until the livers are done. And then what I do is drain the juices off from cooking. Oh, I actually splash some brandy in there, too. You could use Marsala, whatever you like, but brandy works well. Then I drain them. Get the some of the bitterness from the livers comes off in the cooking juices, so I drain that, put them in a strainer, then into the food processor with some whole unsalted butter and got a nice smooth texture for it. So we're going to make crostinis with that. Crostinis with hashed Brussels sprouts, which is always a favorite. We actually will spread a little ricotta, seasoned ricotta, on the crostini, the bread crust. Hashed Brussels sprouts, and then a little bit of Asiago. That's been kind of a nice wine-tasting hors d'oeuvre. And then for our eggs, we're going to do deviled eggs with fried oyster. Jersey devils, you see them called in restaurants. I mean, you could do this, but you could also put caviar on the eggs. You could put a little crab meat. Some people take the deviled egg yolk and make a little seafood stuffing for it. But or if you like pork, again, a nice glazed pork belly or, you know, candied bacon, anything like that would go good on top. But deviled eggs are back in vogue. You see them, and we're going to spice them up a little bit and put the fried oyster on top. We've got a break for a couple of messages here. We'll be back at the table.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Back at the table here, back with Chef Bill. So our little champagne tasting. So if you're doing something at home, this, you know, represents like eight items, I guess, right? Yes, we've got, so eight selections is pretty good. If you're doing something before dinner or before a meal, then, you know, 8 to 10 pieces is plenty to have per person. You know, in this case, if you have 8 items, you know, you make one of everything. Or if you think something's going to be a little bit more popular, you can do it like that. But this way, there's something for everybody. So, you know, a little seafood, a little vegetarian, a little meat, poultry. I try to keep that mix, and I say that even keeping a couple of things, if you think about, if you know your audience, obviously, if there's like a gluten allergy, you want to keep, you know, a couple of things gluten-free. You don't have to make extra items. I think just to include, you know, just when you're designing your menu, just think of that. What is something that I can easily adapt without making the person feel odd or saying, oh, you had to do something different, you know, work, you know, something special just for me. Try to include things that are just naturally that way. The other, you know, you don't have to make the whole menu that way, but have a couple of interesting selections so the person doesn't feel left out. If you're having an hors d'oeuvre party, then that's all that's happening. And if it's through mealtime, you've got to figure 14 to 16 pieces per person, because say if each piece is about an ounce or so, I mean, normally when we plan buffets, we'll do about a pound and a quarter of food per person. And if people are kind of nibbling and standing up, what do they say, the calories you eat when you're standing up don't count? You know, sometimes we think we actually will eat more if we walk around, let things settle. But probably if you're just picking, if you eat slowly, as it turns out, your blood sugar recovers and you don't eat as much. But still, you know, when people try to book cocktail parties and they think they're going to spend a little bit less money, you're really not. You're still going to have to give a fair amount of food. Now, if this is through a dinner hour, say you're doing a tasting or a thing that's through dinner hour, you have some hors d'oeuvre type items. Often what we'll do is we'll make one item that's kind of, you know, a chafing dish item, something that kind of would have the semblance of dinner. And it could be something normally simple like a pasta or a stew dish, something that you can make and let sit. And if somebody feels the need, you know, they want a little something more substantial, then it's there. And it doesn't have to, again, it doesn't have to be the center of attention, but certainly, again, serving alcohol and through a meal period, you want to be a responsible host. You want to provide enough food. And again, with any kind of tasting or party like this, you want to make sure there's plenty of water on hand for people, not only to refresh their palates, but you need to consume a little bit of plain water along with any kind of wine or alcohol. So as far as these little gougères, which would be the, you know, nice for any kind of wine tasting, if you've made cream puffs out there, then you can make these gougères. What you do is you take your favorite cream puff recipe. There's many variations. Some use milk and shortening. Some use water and butter. But the process is the same. You make the paste with the liquid, the fat, and the flour. And in the case of these, you're not going to add any sugar like you would for a cream puff, because they're going to be savory. So you actually want a pinch of salt in there. And then after you've made your, when you're adding your eggs to make your choux pastry, is what it's called, C-H-O-U-X, you'll have, for maybe a pound of the pastry, you'll do about 4 or 5 ounces of grated cheese. And we like to use a Gruyere or an Emmental. Both are Swiss cheeses. The Gruyere does not have holes, seems to be a little sharper. And then the Emmental, of course, is your traditional Swiss cheese with a hole in it. But the Swiss cheese works very well. It's, you know, it's not real, real sharp. It'll give you a good mellow cheese flavor. And then you make your little puffs. You bake them, and make it great. You can make them ahead, make them small so they're just one or two little bites. Nice alternative to cheese and crackers. So your gougères, that's your, comes under your, you know, fritter day. Gougère is it's a cheese fritter, even though you can fry these, of course, or you can bake them. And it would really be that's a nice comfort food for some people. Now, the mousses, chocolate mousse, again, a favorite for everybody. Basically, we'd make a simple one using semi-sweet chocolate chips. And you'll see recipes, you could use dark chocolate. You don't really want to use milk chocolate. You want something at least semi-sweet, or the good, if you don't use the chips, then you want to grate the chocolate a little bit, chop it up, because you need to melt it. You need to melt the chocolate. So 12 ounces of chocolate, and we used to use the semi-sweet chocolate chips. We would add a little bit of espresso. If you don't have an espresso machine handy, of course, instant espresso is a fine substitute for this. You want that concentrated coffee flavor. And we like a little brandy in there also. It goes well with the chocolate. Or if you want to just use you could use a coffee liqueur in lieu of both of those, would work out. So for 12 ounces of chocolate, you need 6 eggs. You have to separate the eggs. And so the chocolate is warming over the double boiler. And then you're going to blend in the egg yolks to the chocolate. Let those blend until they're smooth. Take it off the heat. Meantime, while that's cooling a little bit, you're going to whip the 6 whites. With those, we would like a little bit of sugar in there. You're not quite making a full meringue, but you would still want a couple of tablespoons of sugar in there, maybe a quarter cup of super fine sugar. And you're going to fold these two products together. Now, I like to lighten even more with a little whipped cream. And this would take probably a pint of cream whipped. So, first of all, you have your chocolate mixture. What you do is a little bit of the beaten egg whites, you'll fold in there to lighten that up. You want this to be homogeneous, so that means it's going to be all one color and texture, but you want to fold gently so you don't break down the nice air that you've gotten from the egg whites. And then you have your heavy cream. Now, if you have kind of an aversion, if you don't want to have the raw egg whites, you could just fold in whipped cream to the chocolate. But we like the that extra richness from the egg whites. Another simple mousse you could make is tortoni. If you happen not to have an ice cream maker and you like vanilla ice cream or something similar, great little recipe. Usually an ice cream maker, what you're doing is you have your milk base or your cream base and sugar, and you're freezing it, and there's air being whipped in or folded, and that's called the overrun. That's why ice cream achieves the higher volume that it does. A pint of ice cream will not weigh a pound. It'll weigh less than a pound because it's got air into it. So here with the tortoni, you're kind of making a mousse to simulate that folding in of air. So you start with 2 cups of heavy cream. With 1 cup, you're going to add a quarter cup of the confectioner's sugar and some crushed amaretti cookies and a little bit of rum. And you can let those cookies soak in there for a little while. Meantime, you're going to need some toasted almonds and some dried cherries, not maraschinos. We like dried cherries. So you have this cup of cream with the rum and everything kind of soaking in there. The other cup, you just whip this cream till it's nice and fluffy. And then simply fold these two together to make a nice vanilla mousse, if you will, or rum and amaretti mousse. Then you can put them in champagne saucers, or you could put them in the little cups if you like, and sprinkle with toasted almonds and the dried cherries, and then freeze them. So you have that texture of ice cream. Of course, it's a lot richer because you're using heavy cream, but really easy way to do it, and you don't need an ice cream maker. That's it for Chef Bill's Table, champagne and the foods that you might want to have with it. We'll be back next week, getting more into the Christmas party season or holidays, whatever you're celebrating. But this will be the month to do it, so hang in there, cook, and we'll talk to you next week. Chef Bill.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from, whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. President Obama is in France to attend a summit on global climate change. In remarks today, the president said nearly 200 nations have gathered to address the growing threat of climate change.
This is a turning point. This is the moment we finally determined we would save our planet. It's the fact that our nations share a sense of urgency.